to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
There's no F1 team here, more fire.
There'll never be an F1 team.
It's going to be a bobsled one. Yako Uganda. More fire!
Yeah! Tika! And they're off.
Feel the rhythm.
Can we start?
Feel the rush.
Can we start the episode?
Get on up. It's more fire time.
Clap when I said.
The bobsled has three legs.
The 45 minutes. I'm seeing the time there. 45
Wait,
minutes.
You're not recording.
Now we're starting. Let's not start. Don't start the episode like that when I said.
No, but were you recording?
Yes.
Yeah, we are recording. Let's carry
now.
On.
Why move, bruh. Hey, this guy, you want to clap twice?
Uncle Vinny.
Because you got two hairstyles. This guy has an afro underneath.
Uncle Vinny.
He drank more fun.
That's the before. That's the before Uncle Vinny.
And he's strong. He drank the original Flip. That one can regrow an ear. You drink it and you're complete.
I nearly said something so wild, but I'm not.
My Kenya got a drip go bar.
Yeah. In the hospice. Can cure any symptoms, I'm telling you. Hey, my fetches, happy birthday, Pops!
Pops! Yo, cheese boys, cheese girls,
and the cheese gang.
Ah, man, welcome to a super special episode of Popcorn and Cheese. Birthday edition, not the show's birthday.
No,
birthday.
No,
yeah.
It's your birthday. Yeah. And it's your birthday today.
Today.
So the day we are recording is my actual birthday.
Yeah.
I want to introduce everyone that's here, ladies and gentlemen, rocking the blue hat, brand ambassador of an energy drink with no F1 team. Please put your digital hands together, make some noise, give it up for the man rocking the best match in the country.
Uh-huh. Yes.
If you just DM me on Instagram, please put your digital hands together. Help us welcome the one and only Mzwakhe Mbule Jr. Mzi Robot the Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, a man who comes from a place where they have backlappers, barbed wire, and electric fences around their graves.
Bro, I went to a funeral this weekend. Have you ever walked in a graveyard?
Yes, many times.
What do you mean?
What?
Like, it's very stressful because you have to be focused. Because otherwise you might, like, inside somebody's grave.
Inside?
Yeah, like...
Why do you guys leave your graves open?
Dog, like...
No, like, you know those graves that were not completely closed, you know?
What?
When there's
Why?
No,
were they, were
when
they
there's closing, no manpower.
Were they, closing the grave and it started raining?
Yes.
And
they never came back for like 6 years.
Now the stoop is looking down there like this.
Voila.
Birthday boy. Finish the intro, birthday boy.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who comes from a place where graves are not complete. Please put your digital hands together for the man, the myth, the legend, the Ghostman Boy, who has a show on the 28th of June at Gold Reef City Casino.
Yeah.
Same venue where Cubs had a small made history last night. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Make some noise for Leboa Khomo's finest. Tsitsi, Turmeric,
the puppet.
Hola, hola.
And ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we are celebrating today.
Yeah.
captain of all captains. The one who steers the ship.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing his puffer crop top white.
Yeah.
Jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That came with a bomb on the side. With his custom white Air Forces complimentary to Simba chips.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nguenyama.
We know where he got the custom Air Force kicks idea inspiration from.
Ah. Thank you. Haterade.
The one and only president of the Yellow Bones, birthday boy turning 48.
Yes.
Pops, Modikwane.
Mr. Mr. Guy.
Utoma the crop top at 37.
Right.
That's a crop top.
He said, they don't know me.
Keep up. Guys, it's cold, bro.
Yo, it's cold.
It's cold, guys.
My face.
Do you know how dope this episode is?
What do you mean?
Pops is still wearing the tag from Symphony yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Yo, nine. Yo, the cheese gang gonna think I didn't bath.
How were they gonna know you didn't bath?
Forget thinking.
This man was telling me about not bathing. I can see this Vaseline. It have hours on that skin.
On the X episode, was having you for not bathing.
I can see this Vaseline is relaxed. It's comfortable.
But Dizzy didn't bath the X episode.
I didn't. That's why I was defending not bathing.
That's why you're an advocate for.
You're standing
it says 48 hours.
You're standing on business.
Bro, I didn't bath. Because I was late.
What were you going to say now before?
I was going to talk about birthday show.
The birthday show.
This weekend.
I have a fair too.
This weekend, actually.
Guys.
Too clean.
You know, people actually get angry because us, we don't talk about our real lives. Because I agree, we're all pretending to be humble. Robert Boy can come from America. It was nice. Hey, Poison, what did you see? With Khalifa.
Watch out, I got your brand new cheese kicks.
Yeah, the Zion kicks. Bro, I'm telling you, you guys are too humble. And people don't like the fact that we don't talk about what's happening in our real life. This weekend, guys, it was the best weekend. Yo, Pops, bruh, thank you, dog. Hey, you know what? Let's be serious.
Let's be serious.
Let's be serious.
Yes. Dog, electricity. What's going on? Where's the sparkling water? Guys.
Let's be serious. Thank you, bro. Like, that experience that I had,
bruh,
was one of the best experiences of my life. Two shows over two nights. The second night was the best. I think it was the best comedy show I've ever been to and was so proud to be a part of it and add the little that I added, which was nice. So, Fana, you know that when I was performing, there was a girl in front of the row. The whole time I'm performing, Titi, love you so much. Titi, I love you. And I come live there, but she wasn't ugly. Especially if she was ugly, they go mgwara.
Was it the lady wearing white?
Yes. I love it so much. So the whole time I was ignoring a heckler. They're talking about suicide.
This is dark, bro. Yeah, they were all said about
suicide.
A failed suicide attempt.
Yeah.
Which was beautiful, right? Because that's what Saturday was about, bro. It was a mixture of every type of comedy you could find.
It was seven colors. Of comedy,
yo, man. First and foremost, dog, I want to thank every single person that came to the show, right? Every single person that came to the show. There are people that have been coming to my birthday comedy special before it was even an Empress that haven't missed a year.
Bars. Yeah.
There are two ladies that have every single type of merch because we change the logo every year.
Yeah, every year.
They get the merch every year and they come to the shows every year.
Dog.
And whenever we move with the show, they move with us.
That's I wanna mad love. Them.
I want to thank, you know the people came from Mozambique?
Moz.
Moz.
Those ones were already here. They just say they come from Mozambique when they get to the show because my representer.
You know those things get you closer.
But ask him where he belongs to Rosettenville. Yeah.
You know,
there's no tourists.
Those things get you closer. When we were in the States and we said, yo, we're from South. Oh, you're from South Africa. Hey. Just saying that you're from a far place. I think this is right.
What do you mean?
It gets you closer.
To who?
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here it's xenophobic here.
No, to Pops. I'm sure him hearing that, yo, you came all the way from Mars and then
Oh, but, yes, you're right.
They embraced,
right,
yeah. Right, you get embraced.
All the way from anywhere, right? Like, there's a couple that it's their annual date to come to my birthday comedy show. They come from Bloom, dog. Dog, do you understand? Bloom is a drive and a half. Mm. Dog, there's a piece of the road where you're driving through Bloom where it's just flat. Like, if you're in a quid or something, the wind hits you.
That's the truth. If you drive a quid, be careful, especially in this weather.
Yes.
On a curve, please be careful.
You're actually in general.
No, there's a place where if you're driving to Bloom, there's nothing on either side. It's just flat. It's flat land, flat road. And if one gust of wind catches you off guard, depending on the size of your car, it
moves.
So imagine someone has to go through that gauntlet.
To come see you.
To come see dog. So anyone who comes. Guys, let's start here. Joburg.
Yeah.
Empress Palace is far, dog. It's an hour and 6 minutes from my house.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It's giving toll gate distance.
Mm-mm. Not toll gate.
Three. Toll gate distance.
Must pay entrance fee before paying entrance fee.
But I think, I just want to thank everyone that came, bro. Like, every single person that came. And then the lineup, bro. Like,
Yo.
Abutilolo, dog.
Abutilolo.
Abutilolo started the show. Before we even get to
Abutilolo. Bro, that man was sweating 2 minutes into his set.
You, and it was cold.
Mm. Guys.
My brother.
What does Capo and Lolo do at the gym?
They make content. Gym, they don't gym.
Guys, the thing is with gym, Titi, do you want normal water?
Thank you.
Happy about Musa electricity.
Oh, thanks, DJ. DJ.
Mpo.
They don't...
The thing is, guys, there's a process. And the thing is, you know when you like do two push-ups and then you look at yourself in the mirror? That's not what we should expect from the guys. Let them push that.
Lolo can't do two push-ups?
No, I'm saying...
Ah, bro.
They must push that content for like 2 years.
Ah, bro.
Consistently. Then you'll see a change.
That man, like, he's present, you know?
Don't do that.
City.
No, like, he takes up space.
Don't do that. And the audience weren't happy with me because after Lolo came on stage, I was like, we go around making friends. I was like, I hope I die before Lolo.
Because of the Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
His first gag, he moved the mic stand and he said, in case it blocks your view, and he put it behind you.
It's going to be those caskets. You know those caskets where they move with the wheels?
Yes, no.
Magitano push.
It's going to be a forklift. Then we'll hold the side.
Have you ever helped somebody carry a coffin?
Yeah.
Just the two of you?
No.
Like in general.
I mean, if the person dies of
murder.
No, if he dies of like
pops.
If he dies of
ever help someone
just
carry.
The two of you. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if it's too
light. Because the casket itself is also heavy, firstly.
No, but if the person had like, you know, the Nkosi Johnson way. Let us come
in. Have been resting in peace,
dog,
until this year. Like, you know, you've rocked Nkosi Johnson six every times this year.
Like, I'd be sick.
That was supposed to be a chilled, happy episode, dog.
Until the wheels fall off.
City.
but you know, man.
Yeah, dog. Bro, the show.
I wish. Yeah.
You wish,
bro. You know, I felt so good for single people at that show
because of how beautiful the audience is. Gents. I've got a beautiful audience.
Bro. No, pops, yeah.
I know.
Forget. No, let me tell you.
No. Blacks only will never come close. I won't lie. No, bro. It's time for taking the truth. Ne. Vana,
take it the truth,
quality, your cheese gang.
Mamela.
No, the cheese gang is crazy.
It's beautiful, man. I want like I
and
was
they came
like,
in numbers. It was either they were couples or they were single.
Yeah.
That's why you couldn't even make fun of the audience. They were too beautiful.
Yeah, you can't make fun
of them. You're trying to find content and you have one or no.
Gold We've teeth only tens, started in the 10th row. I saw the first gold tooth after 10 rows. Yo, this is the first. It was pearly whites after that. Pearly.
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 Gold. Gold ball.
Yo, Pops, but like, for real, dog, that lineup and your catalog of friends, the power that was in the backstage, you know, the power that you bring, or like, the closing, bro.
Yo.
Like, the closing, Pastor KB.
The opening, you're going too far.
You're going far, we're already there.
Like,
The opening, dog.
It was,
denial. Red mic.
Dog, and I found him never set the back, man.
Wearing white pants.
Yeah, he's wearing white pants. He's pacing there. And it's dark in there. I just see this white figure. just moving around with the bottom lip that's too heavy. You know? yeah, yeah.
Guys, we need awards. We need popcorn and cheese awards and most mentioned. Donald. Not every episode catching smoke.
Greater, are you good? No, I'm nervous, dog. No, bro. It's because you still love it. After Aria. Yeah, dog. Canada. I'm unbelievable. Yo.
But scream.
Ah,
yes, I just had screams.
Bro, that's how the show started. He just said, I'm unbelievable. I don't know what he said, but everything he says is unbelievable.
He's unpredictable.
Yeah, unpredictable.
What's that about? Ah, yo, dog.
You know you're a superstar when you take off half the jacket and still perform with one hand.
Yo.
It's like 1, 2, 3, sing along the land.
I know I just said. Yo, Pops' mom. You know what your mom says to me? Your mom and your aunt. I'm chilling with them backstage. They say, no. Hey, take us in, right? So I take them in. Now I'm busy talking, and you know me, I talk a lot. I'm busy still trying to talk about life things. And your mom says, Emanyana, kesayelo sheba, Donald, wanaka. And then she was like, "Whoa!" And then she was like, "Whoa!" This white man who's very heavy.
Get Donald in denial.
Yo, bro. It was the most fun. Yo, guys, Donald, fun.
Donald started the show with a bang, bro.
Yo.
Then he sang, and then he brought me on stage. He sang Happy Birthday, and then he brought me on
that
stage.
That intro was dope.
That intro was...
Especially with C's on the keys.
Then he still had C's on the keys, so we had a bit of a...
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did that? Yeah.
Atmosphere. Then he did the church thing with that.
Then I brought Lolo. Then Jason Goliath rocked.
Sure. When Jason... I agree it was Lolo and Jason, then it was me.
Yes.
The stage was uneven when I got on.
Yeah, I agree Jason was on this side and then Lolo. Guys. So, yeah.
The jokes are when they involve too much jumping, man. Mm.
So the
stage was flat.
Where'd you change the shocks, the stage?
Yeah, because I was about to say, but by the time I got on, at least there were...
it was me.
They didn't balance.
Then after you was Celeste, bruh.
Yes, yes.
No, but Tsitsi, bruh. Ah, they must give you flowers. You rocked.
Mm.
Hi, bruh.
I had so much fun.
You broke someone's ribs, dog. Someone came and said both their sides here were sore. They left. No, they came backstage after your set. They were like, they couldn't. It was Temba.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Temba was like, he couldn't. He fell on the floor and he was asking you to stop.
That's so dope. And,
bruh, but he said every time Tsitsi hit, it was like a laugh per beat type set.
Yeah. Praise the Father.
Praise the Father.
Every line is the punchline.
Yeah. But I had fun. You know, like, you know, when you stand on that stage, and I can, because Awuti and Jason were so good, and when you listen to an act just before you go on, the first thing you think about is like, these people, for me, I judge the audience more. I'm like, hey, this audience is a good audience. These people, they've got, and it's 400 rand.
They're ready to laugh. They're like, here for it.
Yeah, no one is unemployed.
No,
tell me my jokes are middle class jokes. Hey, down there,
not
there
low
there's
LSM.
No laughter there. Then they're still waiting for NC to do more.
Your audience and your jokes are matured.
Together.
Coalition.
You'll grow. You'll go from using a sgupu to fetch water to using a grivan to carry your sgupu to fetch water.
Water.
Understand? Yeah, bro. And so I knew that this is middle class. These are people, you know, bruh, I'm not gonna lie. This country is so tough that laughter is even a middle class thing.
Yeah.
Yo.
You have to afford to laugh.
Yeah.
Because people that are going through real issues don't have time.
No.
And they need it the most.
Yo. Yeah.
And that's what I want us to focus on. But that's a chat for another day. We need to start taking comedy to the people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We need to.
We'll write the other jokes.
It's like the prayer, man.
We're going to have to write. We have to start them and say.
It's like the prayer, man, on Friday when I said it. Because we don't understand how much we change in people's lives by just making them laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we go out there with our God-given talents and let God go before us, and that talent and gift just manifests in someone's life who was thinking of suicide or going through the most, and leaving your show feeling refreshed and like, yo, actually, life is good. Let me have a good day.
Yeah. So but if you are still alive, you are a failure at suicide.
Your choice of words, dog.
You are still just breathing the same oxygen, rape her, man. Like a suicidal rebunj. Show us. Because every day you are making us think about you.
What
do you mean?
Yeah, Mac was upset with that Jay Molly kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mac.
Yo.
Yeah. Or Nina. I went to see him too, man. He's doing good now.
Who?
Jay Molly.
Aye, bruh. Aye. That money. Okay, sharp. Okay, Emayana. No, I'm not saying him. I don't know him.
Okay.
Mar.
Because now I'm there was tweets, way back.
That guy tweeted, he said, hey, guys, me, I'm out. Nah. Then he saw the reaction is not too much.
No, man. Titi.
45 minutes later. Okay, serious. Come on. Then he tweeted again. Guys, get the last guy.
Titi. Dog. Come into that man from way.
Oh, no.
So let's
Shami, so come save me. Whenever to Ruby, right?
Oh,
hi, the robot, but I'm just
joking. You need a prayer. We're going to pray for you after this episode.
You need to heal. No, bro, I'm joking, bro. I'm joking. It means I see the situation for what it is.
Yes, man, bro.
Yeah, like if you can joke about it, that means you see it, you know?
Yes. And you know what, bro? We need to be able to joke about such stuff,
yes,
right? Because it's happening. And we can't act like these things aren't happening, bro. We need to get out of this mindset of like, let's tiptoe around these things. We have to address certain issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not nice, bruh. To some certain extent, some of us have been there. We've been in situations where our family members have been there. Yeah. You know, so it's not like we're making fun of something we don't know.
Yeah. You know, Jezik made a statement. The bro made a statement.
Hey, Roboto, the boy.
Hey.
What? Talk to us. What happened? Jessica made a statement.
Hey, the elevator.
My dog, talk to us. What happened there? What happened with Jazik? And the statement.
You should be able to tell us, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Me, I thought for the fact that you're not telling Mac.
No, you know what it is. It's probably, the thing is, it's probably because I understand. You know, Mac and Sol are not robots, friends.
Exactly.
So they're phoning you to be like, yo, bro, what happened?
Yeah.
And I get it. You want to protect certain people. You want to protect brand image. But it's so weird how something like that can cause more harm. then be a safety thing, right? Sometimes it can be misinterpreted as you're hiding something.
But something. I know you're not.
Yeah.
I know you're not.
Yeah, because we carve the truth.
Exactly. And the truth will set you free.
So set us free. Well, this is a free channel. People who subscribe, they subscribe for free. Unless they're the premium subscribers. So for me, bruh, and here's why I'm saying, let's talk about real shit, right? Because I feel like if something were to ever happen to me like that, or to any of us, we need to be able to support each other and spring to each other's aids, bruh. Because that situation is, honestly speaking, it's messed up, bruh. Considering where we are as a country with GBV, considering how women in this country get assaulted every single day, we have the highest rates of sexual assault in the world, bruh.
Mm.
In the world. And we live in a country where when it comes to that particular sensitive topic,
it's no joke.
You are guilty first.
Yeah.
You are guilty first. And it's a stain on your name for the rest of your life. If I Google your name, that thing will
come on.
Right? So if I'm put in a situation like that, bro, like, and someone accuses me of something that heinous, and then it turns out there were other people around.
Mm.
And then they ask those people what happened, and they go, I don't know. It might not look good on me.
Okay. And you guys know the truth, right?
Yeah.
We know the truth, my
friend. And now we're here now.
Yeah.
To what you're saying, the saddest thing for me is the fact that this is something so serious, and it's the boy who cried wolf. It's the same story. Where the boy who cried wolf when there wasn't a wolf. Cried wolf when there wasn't a wolf. Then when there was a wolf, people are like, when are you just capping again? Mm-hmm. The saddest thing about this whole thing is that when other, God forbid, other victims of this thing have to come out.
That's my grind.
For a real story that really happened and not lied about. When they have to come out, it's going to be harder for them to be believed because she's going to be referenced. Mm-hmm. Because it was cooked.
Yep.
Do you get what I'm saying? And now, the law is the law. The law is in charge of this thing. The case was, there's a case. There's the law, then there's a case. Mm-hmm. And now...
Has a case been opened?
Yes.
Okay.
Ish.
So everything is in the hands of the law. And tell us the truth. The truth is in the statement. So me saying Jazik released a statement is because he released a statement. And everything that's in the truth is in the statement. So the law... And now what you're saying... So now what happens is we're waiting because we're doing things the right way, right?
Yeah.
The same way it should have happened on her side, where she should have went and opened the case, etc.
And not tweet.
Yes, exactly. Because now the statement is released and then she disappears. Then she deletes her tweets and she gets suspended from YFM too.
Did she delete her tweets? Because I saw her tweets still up like 3-4 days later.
These are like...
Your fave, you won't believe what your fave did to me. He groped me.
Bro,
He tried to forcibly make me kiss him. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's more or less
so
how the tweet went.
All I'm saying is, me saying Jazik released a statement is because had he not... To your point, if, like, for example, you said if this thing happened to you and there were more people in the thing and they asked us and then we said you released a statement, it would look bad on you because your truth is in the statement and that's what we were told to say because it's in the hands of the law and waiting for the case. Now that it's gotten here, it's also like, why are people mad at the lack of understanding how the system works? So we have to wait for certain things to be applied, and we have to wait for the things to happen. But if they don't happen, then fair day. Now, if on that note, now that, okay, we're waiting, but because of the wait.
Yeah.
Because, bro, like I said in the beginning of this thing, man, into the truth and the prevailing. Like, we know the God we serve. We're not going to run off people's social media peer pressure. Nor the Mac phone call. Yeah. So that's the thing. So, and it's not like... Because if anything, I should have released something to defuse myself from that thing.
Mm.
Do you think my brand awareness will be willing to stand with someone that is guilty of such a thing? Doesn't make sense. I would have been the first to remove myself and I would have called it out. We've called out a lot of things before. Mm. But now it's like, yo, dog, this is what is said and this is what's happening. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So with that being said, here, that's what the chat is that there was a moment that didn't happen and he replied to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he replied to. So that's the statement. So me saying he released a statement is because the truth is in his statement. And then after his statement, Gwatulega. But now people are like, yeah, but what? Because we're waiting for the law to do its thing. But yeah. Now that the law's taking time and the people are doing what the people do, because the same crowd crucified Jesus even though he knew his truth. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll come and say, okay, this is what happened and this thing is cooked. We don't know what her beef is with Jazik. We don't know what the issue is, but that's the chat.
Mm. I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here because... You see, we live in South Africa and we have a great system, like on paper, right? But we all know, being South African, how certain processes aren't followed, how certain things aren't done, how people have been on trial for the same thing for the past 10, 15 years.
Mm.
You know,
the Senzo Maiwa case, dog.
Exactly. Yeah.
Brewer was murdered with his family members in the same room. I get that thing.
So we get that the law will take its course and we trust in it. Like we really like there are instances where the law really does take its course in this country, but not all the time, right?
Mm.
And what we wanna find out, especially now that we live in an instant moment, is we wanna find out from the people who were there, right? What happened? Yes, we hear what happened. We know there's a statement, but there were people that were there. And it's not just you, my dog. It's you. There were other females in the lift.
Bro, too. Mm. It was myself, representative from Sony Uluwazi.
Yes.
It was another female, Itumeleng. Jazik's brother, Billy. Photographer, Maverick. Myself.
A photographer from Mavericks?
No, Maverick.
Oh, Maverick. Oh, yeah.
Myself
yeah.
and the lady. We're 7 deep in a 5-second elevator to one floor.
And the elevator say you can only take 6, 5 or 6. That's what that was the problem.
Yeah.
Problem number one.
Yeah, that
the weight limit in this elevator is too much.
And the person who's making these accusations already. You know what? Never mind.
They're present. More than others.
So here's my issue, right? My issue is with the fact that not my issue, the general public's issue is that there are other people present, right?
Yeah.
There are other women present.
Yeah.
There's other men present.
Yeah.
And then you guys sit there and watch as these things happen. And I do this in air quotes because we know we're talking about an event that didn't occur. So the reason why people want to hear from you is because as a dude, I go, bro, you my boy. You know what I mean? I've got a cut here on my elbow because I saw some guy hitting his girl outside of Tempo's in Greenside years ago. And I didn't even ask questions. I'm shying a flying kick.
Fandam,
same time. He was hitting his girl in front of people. Are you mad?
Yeah.
Are you mad? I didn't even ask questions, right?
Hey, I saw that situation in Bramfontein. But that guy didn't look like someone I could take.
Right, you take him. Because when you take him... No, let me tell you why you take him. When you take him, the rest of us who are standing by, being bang, will jump in with you.
Bro, I was there with 4 white guys. It was me and 4 white guys. That
jump.
I mean, it looked like it looked like they this is what they do as a couple.
It doesn't matter what they do. A man must never
but
touch
I went
a woman.
There and I said, bro. No, I said to him, I said, bro, stop it. Nah, from far. Then he said, Uso imela lento uyenza.
Oh, and then the Zulu scared.
Yeah, then I was like, yo, good luck.
Dog, don't ask questions. Because when you jump, Johan, Peter, and what will jump in with you, dog. So, and that's what I'm saying is that, so from a male representative point of view, is if you see something like this happening to a woman, especially if it's someone that you know, you're able to even like calm the situation down without even resorting to violence.
Yeah.
Mm. But also the fact that there's other females present in the lift. And they not, bruh, like there's a lot of things that don't add up. And I think that's why people wanted some sort of
explanation,
right? I and that's what I'm saying. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's legal processes and there's steps to follow to ensure that people's names are not tarnished and brands and stuff like that. And also to make sure that the law does eventually take its course without interference of kangaroo court opinions.
Yeah, because for me, this case should have been like an open shut type of thing. Like, if everybody in that lift was asked, hey man, what happened? And they said all the same thing. Then it's finished, you know? Because then it's easy to identify that it's either one person lying or it's seven people telling the truth. And one person, I mean, it's either one person is lying or seven people lying. But it's the only, she's the only person that's retracted a statement that has no support of whatever she's saying, which means,
and
which
she's been suspended.
It's being suspended
YFM,
and stuff like
YFM
that.
YFM put out a statement distancing themselves from her.
Yeah. So like, I feel like it is fair for human beings, for like the general public, especially because you guys are public figures. Mm-hmm. You understand? You are there at a public platform. YFM also is a public platform. It is everybody's right to ask whether on, and I guess that's why Mac would call you and ask such a statement, and maybe people would feel like, ah, this guy is like this, even though you are working, supporting the truth in the statement. It is everyone's right to want to know what exactly happened there so that they know exactly how to feel about that entire situation and everybody that they love, i.e. you and everybody in that lift.
Other people in the lift. Yeah.
I think I understand why it came out like that. But I also appreciate your statement. It really is like brave of you to at least tell your bros or the Cheese Gang as well.
Yeah. And thank you for making them understand, bruh, because a lot of people will look at it as, this guy's trying to protect his own bag. He's trying to keep himself clean. He doesn't want to...
The biggest thing is that, man. Like, the biggest thing and the saddest thing is that, because it's one thing to feel offended or to take offense at a comment or to feel some type of way about how the introduction of whatever happened, right? Because the same girl posted, I hate being disrespected on Instagram, but then on Twitter, she decided to call it sexual harassment. Because that's the piece that people are finding missing. I'm seeing questions of, why would she make it up? Why would she risk losing her job? Hey, she's got a child. Hey, what's your dream? Technically, if we as comedians pull up to people and make jokes or certain things, we've got comedic license, right? Yeah. But if someone else makes a joke about something, you may not take it or find
so
it funny.
So made a joke.
It wasn't a joke even. We got to the place and she was wearing like a ngubo type of dress. My bro said, yo, you look warm. So now what happens is you find it funny.
It's funny because we're saying it, right?
Right.
So when we say stuff like that to people, because we do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone will be wearing a zebra print and you're like, I've never seen a zebra that size. You know, and
so it's like,
it's cruel to say, but so, because we're comedians, we get away with it. But when it comes from a superstar who you might think, you're being arrogant now.
You're belittling me.
Catch this, right? That's what happens, right? Fast forward.
So upon introduction, he said, hey, my sister, you look warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. We get inside, right? Enter. Wing, wing. Out. Get to the thing. Offered us water. Sharp. Interview. Sharp. Now, allegedly, she raised this to why.
Ish.
And now...
But did she say, Jezik said, I look warm?
That's my point. Because she, on Instagram, said, I hate being disrespected.
Pertaining to the warmness. Yes.
Now, mind you, if she raised this situation to why, and why still let us get interviewed, she's probably thinking, Fede na baba nyezo, let them also burn. So by the time we did the interview, everybody left and everything was fine. And then out of nowhere, there's the stuff. So why are you being disrespected on Instagram, but it's sexual harassment on Twitter? Because is this where you're getting more attraction from? And from the past history, apparently there's alleged history of other tweets and Kwashalo Klima, but I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
But that's the link, because there's a link missing. A lot of people keep saying, hey, where they smoke this fire, hey, but why would she? And that's the thing. So because she raised it, but we still got interviewed, I still did Why the next week on the same show. I still did Grind event. Like, things still happened. Gotcha. But she maybe felt some type of way. And she's like, okay, cool. Because of the fact that in this country, you said, you're guilty first. And that's the chat. So from that chat, everything else was cooked up. But that's the chat. So the more I say, the reason why you made the Jazzy release a statement is because that's all people get to reference from it, because that's all I've said. So the less you say, the less you get reference, because the truth is in the statement. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now with this chat, that's the piece and that's the chat. And now my boy's sitting in his spot, can't move, can't do anything, because he's been painted like this.
Bruh.
And it clean so like a good statement. And my guy keep it clean. So the girl said nothing back. You know what I mean?
You know what I hate? When the truth does eventually come out, people have carried on. People don't care. It's like an apology in a newspaper. They'll put your front page when you mess up. But then if they realize what it was a mistake, on page 6, they'll put a small article saying, hey, we made a mistake. Sorry. No one sees page 6.
Exactly.
Everyone goes to the horse's street.
So that's the sad chat.
Now you're fighting with Livingstone. The Titan Thunder Horse. He's on a head trick when you're busy worried about your life. Livingstone with a...
What kills me is you know the actual horses.
Livingstone.
Devon July is very dear to me.
Yes. Yo, thank you for sharing that, my dog. Thank you for sharing that with us and clarifying.
Me, I know, dog. You see, me, I know my bros. My bros, I know my bros.
Yeah, dog.
Guys,
my bros are not.
I don't hang out with that will make. I don't hang out with brothers who would ever let something like that happen to a woman.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Yeah. Like, we don't have God in our bios for vibes. Eh? We really be living this life, man.
Mara, speaking of God, there at the after party of your show. Majidan Halidi Striker, yo. We created families this weekend. Hopefully they stay like that. Be present, my brothers, please. Yo, Majita Muna, even goalkeepers were scoring there. Yo.
Oh, goalkeepers, Kimo.
Hectic. Where does that one come from?
Goalkeepers, they're scoring there.
That's hectic.
Boo, I can't stay long.
Boo, I'm just showing face.
Yes.
I'm just here to show face.
Boo, if my phone rings, please keep quiet.
Yes. The time is in boxers. Sit you on the bed, baby.
I have to check in. It's those ones that check in.
Yeah, they leave you with the breakfast. See, a pretty girl eating breakfast at a hotel by herself in the morning.
You must know.
There's a keeper.
Yes.
Goalkeeper has left the building.
There's a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of goalkeepers, here's my goalkeeper. Yeah.
I'm only 8 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Yes,
dog. I was saying Devon July. You know, I met my significant other at Devon July. Yeah.
When you got licked on the face by a brewer.
Yeah, I got licked on the face by
a
brewer.
You
see, those are the weird things. At your show, but me, the weirdest stuff happens to me at shows. At your show, I told you the girl was screaming, I love you, Titi. Between punchlines.
You're already thinking far now.
Bro, and I can't, you know, like.
And it's confusing because she's hot.
She's hot. I can't, you know. I can't give her attention because I'll lie. You know? Because you're so ugly. I'm lying. You're beautiful. Wow.
You can't lie because you've got a room upstairs. I'm fine.
No, and also my ladies, you know, is there, you know.
What?
No, like, there's a certain way you have to act when your lady's around. You understand? You can't let people just hug you when your lady's around, you know?
Some things you shouldn't say, Matt.
Cook, don't listen to people.
But some things you shouldn't say. No, me, I'm honest, bro. Like,
yeah, like I love that. Me also.
Aye, boy, na ish. You see, even the white guy's trying to save me right now. It's like, don't sabotage this one.
That's
like this.
How bad it is.
Go,
no, bro. No, the thing is, Khala knows the stuff, right? Like, yeah. Me and Khala are fine, right? But there's certain ways that whenever Khala is around, right, you wouldn't let, like, people will hug you and stuff like that. Like, whereas if she's not around, maybe, like, somebody can do something. You can't afford to have inappropriate stuff happen when she's around. Yes. Like, if someone drunk.
People are very free around us, especially when they've been drinking.
Yeah, so like, they just want
to
hug
on to you. So, or they'll do a picture and they'll kiss you on the cheek.
Yes.
Yeah,
or they say, oh, I want to make my boyfriend jealous. Hold me like this.
Yes. Like, you understand? Hmm? Yeah. So like, yo. As you see, okay, she's calling. Sorry.
Return super sub. Vafa.
Record a podcast.
Tell her what you were saying.
Tell her what you were saying.
No, I'm talking about this weekend.
Tell her what you're saying.
I'm talking about this weekend. She dropped.
She what?
So now I'm seeing this attractive young lady.
Are you a goalkeeper? Are you a munip? Matata Patez.
Yare Monip. Yare, my bro. Your age keeps me exposed.
Spider Kid.
Spider-Man.
So now I'm like, ish, that happened. Man. The first time I was in Durban, July, this is when I met Khala, right? So me and Khala's relationship, or me and my partner's relationship, it started.
That year you wore a Ninja Turtle outfit.
Yeah. I was looking nice. I was looking dripped out. Bruh, I'm in the party. I'm with this bro. We went to watch. It was Java. Just before Casper, ne?
Yeah.
But I'm late, ne?
Standard.
Oh, I'm late, dog. And I'm having a good time. Me, I'm always having a good time. Yeah.
Enjoying life, mpana.
Enjoy life, my bro. I'm just enjoying myself. I'm in the crowd. Me and Pops are in the middle of a crowd. Like, in the middle. We're like, we don't care. We're just going to have a good time. This is at 18. I'm having a good time, As I'm having a good time, I'm having a good time and turning around at the same time. So I turn around. This brewer, light skinned brewer, looks at me straight in the eyes, like, I love you so much. So then I'm like, I love you so much. And we are like packed. Right? So I'm like, I love you so much. I'm like, yo, okay. And then he comes in for a kiss. So I'm like, I chipped her like this. Hey, he licks me, bruh. From here. It's ring. He licks me.
Titi, whoa. First of
I
all,
turn around, Pops. Look.
Man, we are veil.
My man, this man licked my face. Oh, I turn around, Pops is didn't see nothing. Pops is still. Very much.
Titi released the statement.
Yeah. So then I turn. So I turn around.
That's what I'm saying.
I turn around like I'm irritated. Wabon.
I didn't see no one get licked. Since you released a statement, let's hear what you said.
You are leaking my news.
Mamuna, boy.
Mamuna, man. And after Mamuna, if somebody licks you, only after you smell the saliva smell.
So you didn't wipe it immediately. But that thing is a reflex.
But this man licked me. I was like, what the fuck? Then I moved it. It smelled, bro. Saliva smells, dog. And I think it's 7 July, so maybe he didn't pack a toothbrush or something. Man, it was aqua, man. It was aqua on my face.
Unyaka. Smile Sonic.
No, why did you tell me?
Smile Sonic.
Dog, this man, now I'm angry and I'm thinking violence now, but I'm like, at that point, I'm also worried because I'm there with the brand, you know. I'm like, yo, now I'm going to get into a fight. I'm there with Savannah. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get into a fight. This is not going to end well. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move towards Khala. And we just met, me and her. So I meet there and I see my lady there. Khala's on a chair. And she's also late. She's like, yo! As she's dancing, she falls on her ass. Bah! Right? And then now I'm like...
Now you're the savior.
So I look at her, I'm like, wow.
The hero.
And then I go and I save her. Well, I didn't save her, I just picked her up. We started laughing. Then she's like, yo, why does your face smell?
Is that how you
guys
do make?
I explain? Yeah, how do I explain to my lady?
This is going to be a funny How I Met Your Mother story to your kids.
Yeah, but we have the best. I promise you, me and my lady have the best How We Met story.
But you never told me about Munile. And hey, me and Casper were connecting that day.
Casper even shouted him out of the crowd.
Out of the crowd, dog. That day, Casper, that's one of Casper's best performances that day.
And it was raining, yo.
Yes, we stood in the rain, dog, others were being licked.
Which Philip was this?
It was Philip Eddie.
Oh, okay.
It was Devon July weekend.
Yeah, bro. And then after that, they played Mbakanga the whole night. Yo.
Imagine listening to Mbakanga the whole night with a licked face.
Bro. And it smelled. It didn't stop smelling until I washed, dog.
That was crazy, bad. Bro.
Hectic.
But I think for me, just to dial it back to the birthday, man, I want to send a big shout out to the people that showed up, right?
Yeah.
So everyone that was there, to the lineup, from everyone to Celeste, Tsitsi, Butilolo, Jason Goliath,
Skumba. Vafa is here.
Skumba, Robot Boy.
Your performance, bruh. This man, that new song.
And the boys. Shangani Sad. Kululega.
Dibidiba. 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 Dibidiba.
Spiso Nene.
Ching.
And then, of course, Pastor K. Gabelo.
Yeah.
Puga Two Shoes. Puga Love. Pantsula for Life. Before we get into Pastor K, bro, I just want to send a big shout out and thank you to Simba for these custom made Mpo Pops.
Air Force Ones.
This is my first ever custom pair of. Hey, Pela, hey, Mzi is the only one with custom Air Force Ones. So big shout out to Simba for surprising me with these on stage.
Yeah.
And Simba came on stage as well.
Simba, you're the sexiest Simba ever.
Yay!
Yo!
Buggy
yo.
Simba!
I wonder if you're gonna cancel me for Simba. but bruh, not that girl, bruh. Simba was right here, dog.
It was during your set.
It was during my set. I saw that. Came out.
I'm like, there's messages on the bro ring.
After a twerk, I go, yo, Simba. Samina, mina. You look better than Zakumi. When a Zakumi.
Zakumi's unemployed.
Yo,
yeah, at that thing, you remember? Sekanganga.
Lost weight.
He's a security guard at a B&B. In Mtata.
Yo, bro. But yeah. I want to send an incredibly big shout out to Savannah, bro. Like,
yo.
I don't think you guys understand how much Savannah does for the comedy industry.
Mm. Yeah.
And how Savannah came and literally created the atmosphere that was the Mpo Pops birthday comedy special, bro.
Yeah.
The experience from the moment you walked into the casino to the exclusive, we had an exclusive after party Savannah Lounge area. They did the entire, bro, like my backstage area, dog.
Had
different types of furniture. My kids were there, my nieces, my nephews.
Your kids?
Yes, my niece, my nephews are my kids.
Oh.
And then we're black, dog. Those are my children. I have no choice.
Any money.
They had these big bean bags that were jumping on, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I had couches backstage. Like Savannah went above and beyond the call of duty and what we had agreed on. We had spoken about what they were going to bring to the show, and I think they did 5 to 10 times what they really over-delivered, Brian. You can tell that's a brand that's really in love with comedy. And when they say they back comedy, bro, they've been backing comedy from the beginning through COVID. And now they're doing stuff like this for our show. So I think I want to send a big shout out to the Savannah team, to the Brand Striker, to the Urban Strikers team. Can we please give them a big round?
Yeah.
Savivo! Savivo! Savannah!
Savannah!
It's dry, but you can drink it.
Yeah. And there's a 0-0. Don't worry, robot.
Yeah, for us.
My brother.
There's a 0-0, yeah. Like me, I'll drink the potent ones.
The normal.
Yeah.
The normal ones.
Yeah, but then, yo, man, I think the person I want to thank, bro, Pastor Kabelo Mabalane.
Aitch.
Yo, guys, I don't think you understand the impact for me personally that man has had on my life, to where I am today. But for the fact that he could come, bro, hang out with us, backstage, cool, calm, collected, and then get up on that stage
and rock
and destroy. That man stole
the whole show.
But here's the thing: when people say, when you say stuff like Pastor K and all, people feel like we're talking or this guy came there humbly and thing. This guy rocked the best performance I've ever seen. Period, bro.
Period.
Performance can go against back any Mapiano. It can back go against bro, every song, my every selector, message.
The catalog, the vibe, the energy, the articulation. You can see the years in that.
He reminded us, for Noah. I'm a Panzola for life.
For life, dog.
For life.
And he still valid us with the word of Christ, of course.
And then after he says, Ikamale Jesu Malibongwe. Malibongwe. Malibongwe.
Malibongwe.
Malibongwe. Malibongwe. That's when I promise you that everybody let go of their ego. That's why the after party was that good. Because everyone, at that point, Muna, you were like, take me. Luena goalkeeper, take me.
Yo. Luena goalkeeper. Speaking of Pastor Kabelo.
Majidar Malibo.
Malibo.
Sisi.
Yo, man. Yo.
In the morning, you must not tell anyone.
To Pastor K. Yo, man. Yo. That was honestly, you know, I knew he stole the show when there was a point where he went, "Scat some Popeye says pelile manch."
And he was talking about the comedians.
And that man was strong, bro.
Yeah, and he's fit.
Yeah, when
because
he took
runs.
Off,
when obviously, he, when he was like,
I don't know, that man works out. Probably.
He was rocking.
He's an Iron Man, dog. He
doesn't
Also, he used to do drugs. People used to do drugs. They're strong, bro. Even Alostro, no. Unpenetrable.
So not Alostro.
Yo.
Bongo.
Shout out to DJ Kerry for that, man. He's holding it down. He's helping Alostro do the most.
Yeah, but Alostro is back. Bonga, I bumped into Bonga.
I also bumped into Bonga, McDonald's.
Tough, dog.
Bonga will
call me the B-U-F-F-Y.
How you doing? I just wanted to come greet you, robot boy. I said, this nigga knows all of us.
He does, dog. I've got his number.
He's got an album now.
Yeah, it's
and it's a hip hop one. He's dissing Alostro. Bampanisa no Alostro. I ain't like that. I am articulate.
Big shout out to Pastor K. Big shout out to everyone that came to the show. Thank you to all Pastor of you gents. K. Thank you for making my show what it was, bro. Like, there were people who were like, last year was amazing. And we didn't know how we could top last year.
This year. But also, bro, thank you, man. Like, I don't talk like much, especially about this kind of stuff, bro. Like, thank you, dog. Like, you, and I wanted to say it, but Skumba was hogging the mic, yo, in front of the crowd.
Ogo pe umzwa kembole.
Yeah,
the whole show.
Yeah, Skumba didn't want no one to talk. It was
here's
him
your
alone.
Mic, Titi. Yeah? Here's your moment.
Yeah, so I'll talk. I'll say, hey, but obviously respect Skumba. Best. Like, you do a lot for a lot of people. Nah? And I was having this chat with your brother as well. It's like, bruh, you are very selfless and you don't realize it, like, how selfless you are, because you get annoyed when people don't, I'd say, for lack of a better word, use you. Like, if like, you can do something for somebody and, like, they don't let you do it, you get really upset. Like, yo dog,
that's
why don't
a quality.
You
that's yeah. one in a
yeah,
million.
Yeah, like, why did you do that by yourself, bruh? And I'm like, because of how selfless you are. And I think even your success and even people coming like in those kind of numbers and having that kind of show and being that vulnerable to come to that thing, it's a testament of your character.
A reflection of who you are.
Yeah, happy birthday and thank you for being my brother, my mentor. you know, and just somebody that, like, I don't even have to talk to you for you to understand. You can just sit and do nothing.
I can just see from the hair, Khurano. The boy's going through a lot, and we can talk. I know.
What do you
I
mean,
know.
My hair? Nice,
I was though. Making up for an example. Why?
No, my hair.
I'm not talking about now.
Yo,
but yeah, dog. Yeah. Like that's what I love you, bro. Like I love you too, with my heart. You're my bro, and I'll always support you. Even if one day bazamor dira beef for one, it'll be fanyana.
All right, because
no, I'm joking,
the only
bro,
beef you guys must have is the Simba flavored chips.
Yeah.
Steakhouse beef flavor.
Yeah, bro. We're gonna change to Simba. We're gonna change the world, dog.
Shout out to Lobengula. Shout out to Savannah.
Yeah, shout out to Lobengula.
We're gonna change the world, and I'm never gonna let anyone lick your face again.
Yeah, bro. We're gonna change the world. And the world is sitting there thinking, oh, me, I've been changed before. It's not gonna be you. Bro, we're gonna change the world, bro. And yeah, like we're gonna change the world.
Yeah, man.
Easy.
Yeah, nah, shout out.
We're going to change the world, man. Shout out. Yo, you know, it's one thing I always wanted to talk about, bruh, because the girls in the front row, part of your city screamers, because I did outfit changes at my birthday.
Boom, yeah. Like 9.
Yeah.
No, Muesli was found shaking.
Bruh, So every time I came on, they were like, yo, I love your sneakers. Oh, I love your sneakers. They could see my sneakers every time I walked on stage, mm-hmm. right? And I remember someone was like, hey, bro, hey, this Nike deal is coming through for you. And I wanted to address that, like, with what we're trying to do with the podcast, right? We
motivate and we laugh as well.
Motivate and we laugh as well. No, but the whole point was we rock Nikes because we love the brand, right?
It's
an aspirational brand. As kids, as a kid who grew up not having sneakers, you always aspire to have sneakers.
Thanks.
And then we thought, you know what would be cool? Because we work with a lot of brands on our show, is if we could rock a different pair of Nikes every episode, create talkability around.
We actually did it before.
Yeah, we did it before.
A conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nike kind of took an interest, which was really dope. And they were like, oh, this is cool. How can we collaborate? How can we work together? We really got excited because they were like, okay, let's finish the year, starting on the new year. Let's look into a partnership and working together. And we were like over the moon, bro. We were like,
we know was, we love the love we know we deserve.
We were in denial. We were in denial, but we thought this was the love we deserved, bro. You know what I mean? And Nike sent us a pair of sneakers each.
Yeah,
they sent us a pair of sneakers each at our old studio. They dropped off a pair of sneakers each, and it was dope. But since then, we haven't had like anything happen, right? You know, a robots team has tried to sort of organize a sit down and make the thing happen, but it hasn't transpired. So we've been rocking our own Nikes.
So
please, Banji.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, because there's a knock, eh?
There's a knock.
There's a knock, that thing.
This other cow. I mean, this other cow. Konanyi cow. Konanyi outcham. That's busy knocking. There. It's got some other drip. That is trying to put on our shoes.
So, yeah, I know.
So yeah, so I mean we'll see how far this goes, but it's been a dope exercise.
Hey, but it's expensive, yo.
It is.
And you can't go to Sports Scene. Sports Scene, your shoes don't come with an inner pampir.
It doesn't have.
It's flat already. You're like, aye, man.
If it doesn't come with that thing, I'm fine.
No.
The plastic element.
No prints on the sole.
It's just a box on the shoe.
It's been worn.
Yeah, you can see this thing.
And when you bring it up, they're like, no, we had to test them. The guy telling you goes, no, that was me.
Hey, man, but no, for the one that's there. Okay.
Give it a display package. Aye. You can see this shoe's not a running shoe. It's not a sneaker.
Yeah, bro.
So yeah, hey, Nike. Buffet. Me, I'm be serious. Cause one day, Buffet. Like one day.
Yo, man. And then
speaking of Nike.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we still on high note or
No, go on high note because we are going low note.
We're going low now.
Yeah, we're going low.
Okay, speaking of Nike, condolences to Shiva Shit's daughter.
Ish.
He lost his daughter in the car accident.
Yes, that was the low note we were going to.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so like...
Ish, that one, man.
Ish.
We wanna... Yeah, I think for me, the most heartbreaking thing to come out of this weekend was that. We wanna send our deepest condolences to... to Shebe and his family, to him and his girl and the rest of the family. Mm. I can't even begin to imagine that kind of pain, bro. Like I won't lie, bro. Like when I got home Sunday night from the symphony, I literally just went up to Imani's room. I got home at like half one. I went to Imani's room.
Two.
I kissed her, and I know it was wrong, but I woke her up from her sleep and I kissed her, and I just told her I loved her, you know, because I could only imagine the pain that these two are going through, bro.
Mm.
If you know and you follow Shebe, you'll know how much he loves his daughter, bro.
Yeah.
So, yo, that pain, bro. Bro, I don't even know what to say. I'm heartbroken on their behalf, bro. And I just want them to know that us here at Popcorn and Cheese, the Cheese Gang, our prayers and our condolences are with you at this very trying time.
Yeah, watch your breath on me.
Yeah.
Ish, dog, and it's sad because... Ish.
It's like, sad, bro.
It's sad, dog. Like, I don't even know what to...
He's hurt.
Mm.
Sheba's hurt, you know, so... And we obviously, we don't have any updates. I haven't seen any updates.
We don't have the actual chat.
Like, in the video, you know what hit me in the video, now? There's a point where he says... Like, I just want to go home, bro. Like, you know when someone says something like that?
Yeah,
thing that,
that's like nothing else.
I just want to go home, bro.
Yeah.
Even in that moment,
it's like a plead.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can't. Let me not even say that. I can't imagine what they go through. I can't imagine being injured, surviving a car accident, being hurt, losing a child. I don't know how the story goes. Again, I'm just going off what I've seen.
Yeah, it looks
online.
Like he's injured.
It looks like his leg is injured. And as an artist, that was my other concern.
Yo, just bro. Like,
this is a man whose star is rising, dog. He's the biggest thing emerging in South African entertainment right now, and I don't know what this is going to do for his performances, you know. And I know as a nation, as a country, we want to see him back on stage again. We want to see him again, you know.
Yeah.
So I really hope he heals during this time physically,
he seems real, like, and very authentic. So
yeah, man.
He'll come.
My heart is broken for that, man.
Dog, that's all me. That's all I've been speaking about to my girl.
Yeah.
The whole time, bro. Like, just trying to figure out something to say about it, but you can't figure out.
We take for granted getting home safe, eh?
We take for granted getting home safe. We take for granted. Kutsutsu lady tweeted something about, you know, being with someone, you never know if it's the last time you're going to see them. It could be anyone.
Mm.
You know, there's someone that last saw you 2 years ago. That was the last time they saw you. There's someone who gave you a hug yesterday. You don't know that's going to be the last time you ever see them, or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Mm. Which is why the living life to your fullest and chasing your dream and doing what you need to do.
And that's what Sheba's been doing.
Mm.
Sheba's been doing that, dog. He's been wholeheartedly chasing his passion and living his dream. So to see someone like that being derailed like this, it hurts, bro. So on behalf of us, Lenyora Laka, Shebe, deepest condolences to you and your family, my guy. Ufole Autiaka, and yeah, we can't wait to see you out here, man.
Mara, heal, man.
Heal,
take your time,
heal. You've got our support. You've got the industry support. Take your time, heal. Yeah, man. Our hearts are broken, dog. We send you love. We send you prayers. We send you condolences for you and your family.
You're right, bro. You never know if it's the last time you see somebody. But there's some people that you haven't seen in 5 years.
And it's okay.
But you know,
okay.
And there's others that you haven't seen in a long time. But you know, wherever they are, they're not alive.
Like, what's it?
Like before COVID, nah? There's people I haven't seen before COVID. I haven't seen them. I haven't heard about them. But I know for sure that they're not alive.
How you like George Kuda? I haven't seen Kuda since.
No, Kuda's alive.
Okay.
Kuda's alive. Just some people that do reckless stuff, you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Yo, on the living your life and doing the most while you can and enjoying your time. Everybody that was on stage at Symphony, like everybody that Gabs has put on, like everybody that did the most and that whole orchestra was amazing.
Yeah, big shout out like, to Gabs at the
Swing. You guys watched
big shout out to
Young Stunner to
Red Bull.
Goat.
I know you can't say that, but big shout out to the Red Bull team. For doing something phenomenal. Yo, we wish other brands could just take
it. Moonfire Symphony.
Kakatare one. Ya Sahara.
Uh-oh, Pops.
The family's still fighting for it.
These guys are getting cancelled today. Matt.
My
headline egg, Papa Penny. It's a more flavor.
What is your color? I'm a green color.
I haven't run out of popcorn this episode. Imagine.
You know, people always say that as we ignore you and stuff like that, and I want to address this thing. It's not that. Guys, you guys don't know Robert in real life.
Yes.
Robert is extremely to himself. He's a solar-powered robot. Whatever chance he gets, he goes and he relaxes. Just don't blame us. We are talkative. Robert is himself.
Shout out.
Yo, shout out. But yo, big shout out to Red Bull. Big shout out to the Red Bull team. Shout out to the Red Bull team for pulling off history in the making.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shona and the team. Shout out to Gabs at a Small.
Yeah.
Every single person that was on that stage. What was so dope about being there was because you realize that you are watching different artists create art at the same time.
At once.
Dog, you should have seen the conductor, the way she was moving.
Offense was coming with the...
Hish. Dog, Donald cried when he saw the trumpet guy because it was red.
I don't know anymore. Yeah, no, there was... the Martinez were going in. There was this part where both of them came in front and they started rocking there. Nah, that was lit. I've got a video of Tsoho MG jamming at the back with his guitar.
Young Stana.
J-Star on the drums. Mm. Young Stana.
Young Stana. Antoine Lega Star.
Guys.
No, forget it.
There's no way
young
people are going to...
Young Stana is a star.
People keep seeing you appear and they're still reacting as if they're seeing you for the first time. Because he came in for the one song, he left, he came in for the other song, and then he stayed. Like, how are they still reacting like they're seeing you for the first time?
I only saw videos. Yo, when you were singing that one, I'm a thousand.
Nah, that one.
It's like, finally, you took your song back.
He is him.
I wanna give Kabelo his flowers, right?
Mm.
Yo, man. Gabza, it was so... You know, we always see Gabza doing a set.
Yeah. Mm.
You go to a gig, you go... We see Gabza doing a set because that's what he does. He produces music and he DJs. Mm. But seeing him at the symphony was us seeing him as an artist.
Yes.
Mm.
Seeing his music, hearing his music in its purest form.
Art form.
We got to experience Gabza the Small, the artist.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yo, bro, whatever we witnessed to last night and Saturday was... It was history being made, bro.
What a time for piano. What a time for South Africa.
This is a big win for piano. It's a big win for Gabza the Small. Gabza is on his way, dog. I feel like Gabza, because remember when coffee did, I think it was Africa Rising. Yeah. That was the thing that made coffee global.
Shootout.
This is Gabza's thing, bro. Like, Gabza to the world right now. Mm. Like,
the, and his team,
Gabza,
man.
Gabza is piano.
But Gabza is the world right now, bro.
And his team and everybody that works behind him.
He doesn't have to go there. The world is here, man. Mm. The world is literally here, bro. Like, no other country has the better weather.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? No other country produces superstars. But we are far. Like, do you know how far South Africa is? Like,
so much undiscovered talent in the country.
Bro, 16 hours flight and you are still going. But they're listening there. You get what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, perspective.
We're the only country
wild.
Where a criminal will cry about the fact that he's been well behaved ever since he's escaped from prison.
Oh. But I won't lie, eh? Tabo Pesta. Tabo Pesta. Tabo Pesta.
Yo, cut the cameras. Let's wrap the show up.
Listen, poison.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Why should I suffer, Your Honor, for these innocent people? I love you, baby. Nandi Boda.
Yo, is it me or that jacket? Is it that jacket? That jacket had a weekend, that jacket.
The security guys are looking there like, damn man.
Listen to them laughing.
The security guard there.
Damn man, what a joke.
And it's winter now. If you pull up in that brown jacket now, it's the best.
It's the Uzi way.
And you know how many people have the best? Yo, I've seen this weekend. I saw 15, someone. 12 Tabo Pestas.
Yeah, goalkeepers.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? Is that Tabo complained about that combo.
Who?
Tabo, because Zizi wore that combo
yes.
to court as well. Yes. But this weekend, dog, I'm not lying. And it's not even an exaggeration. I saw about 15 Tabo Pesta combos. Mm.
Yes.
And it wasn't people being funny. It's just a natural combo.
It's the best.
It's the best. It's the brown with the black inside.
That's the best.
But Pesta complained about the combo. He was like, now I'm being forced to wear this clothes. Because of perception, Your Honor. Your Honor, I can't wear Louis Vuitton because of perception. Diamond ulleti dia parutsa makam.
My brother's articulation.
And now my feet are cold, Your Honor.
My feet are ice.
These sports-in shoes don't have insulation.
Shout out to sports-in.
If you're looking to sponsor us and our feet,
yeah.
We have no feet sponsor.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's finish.
Oh, yo. On a very sad note. On a very sad note, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's a sad one. Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. We've gotten to a point where we've really enjoyed making popcorn and cheese.
Yeah, it's nice.
We've really enjoyed making popcorn and cheese. It's been a phenomenal journey. We've had amazing guests along the way.
Yeah,
we've had amazing experiences. We are shocked that we haven't been cancelled for some of the things we've said.
Today is the app, my brother.
Yeah, you know. but we've gotten to the point where we are going to shut down the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're shutting the show down. We're going to... There's been some really great things. There's been some really things we've had to learn along the way. We've had our ups, we've had our downs.
And we tried, guys.
Yeah, we gave it our all. But yeah, we're getting to the point where we have to... How do I put this in words?
I think we just need to take what's good about.
Yeah, let's focus
this thing
on the positive.
And move on.
Yeah. So to everyone that's been supporting the show, we appreciate you. We thank you. Yeah, man. To the cheese boys out there, to Cebu King, we want to apologize and say we're sorry. For everything.
You know when you're laughing an apology, it's definitely not serious.
Yeah, man. I think we just need to give it a think and consider what this show actually looks
should
like
be.
And what it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna...
I don't think in any form or way are any of us podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And...
We will learn as we grow.
We will learn as we're growing, but then we realize that there's certain other things within this fraternity that kind of create popcorn and cheese. And rather focus on those things than busy asking Big Zulu, where did you grow up? It's in the name.
Yo, every time we think city's going right, it takes a left.
Yeah, man. So to everyone who's been with us along this journey, we want to say thank you, man. Say all the cliche things. Remember, she kind of said all the cliche things happen. Look out for the space. Is that a
Watch the space.
Oh, I thought you were quoting, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, right. Even that. See you soon.
We'll come back strong.
Somewhere.
No, not that one.
Which one?
The Zuma, yeah.
See you soon, see somewhere. You soon.
And look, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
He's back.
We're coming back like the MK party.
Yeah, we'll come back like the MK party. Yeah, but watch the space. Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Pops. Happy birthday Pops. To you.
Pops, I mean, sad news on my birthday, but yeah, there.
Camera. Pops is turning 73.
Yo.
So.
Bro, you're so old, we can't even buy the number of candles. We have to buy
We can't have 73 candles.
It's a fire hazard. It's a fire hazard. Indoors.
We need the actual numbers as the candles. But yeah, yo.
Happy birthday, my dogs.
Happy birthday, dog.
Thank you.
Good thing today's your cheat day, so we'll have the cake. Nah,
man,
the diet can wait.
I'm going to make a wish before I blow out these candles. But yeah, thank you, boys. Thank you for sharing my birthday with me.
We love you,
dog. Thank you to everyone that shared my birthday with me this weekend. Thank you to my beautiful wife, to my daughter. Yeah, man, to my family, everyone that supports me. This birthday cake, I'm going to share it with all of you. Everyone will get a bite.
Yay.
Hey, that wish was a bit too short, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, the wish was loaded already.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, 28 June, Lyric Theatre.
Yes.
28 June, Lyric Theatre. Yes. We're going to do the same thing as Kabza or even us. Let's make our own history lane.
Is there?
So, ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets at Web Tickets. 28th of June at the Lyric Theatre. It's going to be a nice one. There's a lot of surprises. It's going to be a day to just be human.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think very important. This is Tsitsi Chumia Live. It's Tsitsi Chumia's first one-man show at the Lyric Theatre.
Yeah.
His dream has always been to fill up the Lyric, and we're making that possible on the 28th of June.
Please.
This is probably the only time you're going to get to see us again, ladies and gentlemen. So, please, make sure you come to the Lyric Theatre on the 28th of June. Who are your tickets with?
Web tickets. Oh, web tickets differently priced.
What? Did yourself a favor there. Web tickets.
What did you say?
You did yourself a favor with web tickets.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I know things. So.
Hey, Shapa. So tickets are available with web tickets.
Web tickets,
we're making history. Come to Gold Reef City on the 28th of July.
June. In July, you might find the gospel thing there.
Mzimbuli, the robot, the boy.
Yo, the Axe Effect, baby. Me and you and a friend could stand a chance to go with me to Dubai. Purchase any two Axe cans from ShopRite. You understand? Then you immediately entered into the competition. Follow the Axe page, axe.sa. Follow myself. And designer competition too. Yes. Yeah. So with the t-shirt, design a shirt with any of the X4 flavors in terms of the brand, in terms of the design of the shirt. Tag myself, tag X, hashtag the X effect, and you could stand a chance to be part of that competition too to go to Dubai. And then hashtag popper with pin pop as well. Purchase a pin pop, Jiva. Jiva, show us your best moves and put that thing on TikTok. You could be an ambassador for TikTok. Pin pop for 1 year, so you get a 1-year influencer deal with Pin Pop.
Unga munya ilanga lonke nge Pin Pop. Mumunya, mumunya njenge stock sweets, as Lil Wayne has said. Lelelelelek, like a lollipop. Mm-hmm. Pin Pop, imonati kama mlomung. Imonati mole limi. Imonati hawi kuinya. Pin Pop, jiva or send a video. Show us what you can do with a Pin Pop in your mouth.
Pin Pop, uska ikenya marau.
That's my little show. Flavor Tron, more fire Fridays.
Yo, guys.
Keep the same gang. Energy.
Kelebura.
Yo.
You all know why I'm saying this, but thank you. Thank you. You guys have made me.
My dogs.
Yeah.
My dogs.
Thank you, guys.
Yo, man. 27th of July. 27th of July, Cape Town.
Yo, I love you guys.
Cape Town, big announcement. 27th of July, I'm out at the ICC. We're out at the ICC. Tickets are available. I'm at the ICC, 27th of July. We are in Cape Town. I know there's a lot of people on social media being like, oh, when is Cape Town? Cape Town is happening on the 27th of July. We will see you at the ICC. That's what I have to say. tickets are at Ticket Pro. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro because we want to work with professional ticketers.
Ha. Huh.
It's Ticket Pro.
Shade, Tizi. Yameg, you're going to leave him.
Oh, no, it's not even to Tizi's thing. He's made a right choice.
Yeah. I don't own a ticketing thing, my brother.
Hey, guys.
Yo,
this is going to be sad. But
it's sad, bro. But
is this for the last time?
Yeah,
it's for the last time. For the last time. Yo, for the last time, from the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's great.
We are
Robopops.
Breaks. Titi was the first guest on Popcorn and Cheese, and he never got a pillow. So, Chimeric the
Barbarian.
And
I'm the last guest.
And you're the last guest.
Wow.
Titi, let me tell you something, dog. 28th of June, we are shutting Joburg down. There's going to be traffic from the gate to the street
for
at Golden City.
Yo.
Please.
And I'll say this, bruh. People who have seen you live understand it. Many people have slept on you. But let me tell you something. I want to ask. We've never slept on you. We will never sleep on you. As a token of our appreciation.
Yeah.
Titi Chumeric the Papel. The greatest comedian to ever emerge from this country. From Lebua Home.
Yeah.
Yo, here's a pillow, my dog.
Thank you.
Because we're people from the South. And you are also from the South.
We want to love and appreciate you.
Yeah. And keep this as a token of our appreciation, as a reminder that we have never slept on you, my brother. Let's hear it for Titi Chumeric. Cosman Boy, the Paperic. From me, the corn that pops.
And the cheese that's great.
We are Robopops.
And just like the dates of Titi's shutting down one-man show.
And just like popcorn and cheese.
Yo, damn.
Damn.
We are out.
Today is our friend and colleague's birthday.
Best friend.
Best friend, yeah. But it's very difficult to wish your platonic, cis heteronormative male friend a happy birthday.
Never available. Always busy. Yeah. Never has time. We try.
Yeah.
We try.
Hey, he's walking in right now.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, yeah. No, yeah.
Hey.
No, my hands are tied at the moment. Yeah, my hands are tied at the moment. There's nothing I can do. Hey. I've just arrived.
We just wanted to say...
I've just arrived, yeah. Okay, my hands are tied, but let me call you back.
We've got a cake. Do you have the cake?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You have something
to... I hear what you're saying. Is it just me or are your feet cold? James, how can we meet at places where our feet are cold?
After here we go into another...
This is a nice jacket, eh?
I wanted to go to...
Well, one, this thing of me being humble. Mm. Now I must wear jackets like this.
Oh.
Do you think I want to wear this seat? Halen shebile ke batla paradia proceso. Feel this thing. Thin.
We just wanted you to...
What's the designer name?
Makams.
Exactly. Yes. Designer. Mm. akuna li designer.
So you'd rather Louis.
We just want
to. Kampan ka shwa is what I'm saying. Kampan ka shwa than to wear stuff like this. Imagine. For a whole year, no one speaks to me. When I look outside, akuna mot.
And you're not the worst criminal.
This is why kili criminal.
You're not the worst.
What? Which criminal eats asparagus and pressed juice? Ki criminal joan eats. I've been well behaved for the past year. I get unmarried now.
So, this is.
I've been well behaved for the past year.
It's the first time.
Out of all the 300,000 married people I know,
we want to celebrate.
I have been well behaved.
Because you are physically here.
We just wanted to tell you something.
Last time.
Tell me what?
You're on a Zoom call the last time.
Yes.
And now that you're here, we want you to.
I'm always in a meeting. Whether I'm. It doesn't matter. It's Christmas. It's my birthday. I'm on a Zoom.
Okay. We just wanted to say, I know it's a special day.
Special job.
Today is your day.
Okay, Mpulayenge. If today is my day, Mpulayenge. Mpulayenge. I agree, today is my day. Nhenyeng. Mtunye. This is a Limpopo. Poison me. Mpulayenge.
Happy birthday.
That's today.
You're always busy.
I'm just stressed.
No,
man.
It's this jacket.
It's cold.
It's the jacket.
I'm wearing clothes that I like, you know, are beyond my affordability. I should be wearing more. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
I'm tired, dog. I was joking about the Mpulayenge thing.
Oh,
yeah.
We can't either way.
No, cancel.
It's discontinued.
I'm trying my best to be happy. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to be in my heart.
And Rabo and a team.
I understand.
Team and express yourself.
Yeah. Okay. My dogs.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Chris, same to you.
Una one.
Una
two.
Una
three.
Una 4-5.
Unayo.
Robo Pops, I'll be my cheese girl and my cheese boy da. We motivate, then we laugh as well. Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. See, I dial a story. Pitting on my guests, I nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of choice. That it's Robo Pops and Robot Boy.
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call it one boy like